For weeks, there's been an historic exodus of people fleeing war and violence into Europe. And nearly all of those folks are traveling to the Balkans, an area that was engulfed in war a little over two decades ago. Tensions are still raw among the countries in the former Yugoslavia. Border closures, which ended today, have inflamed tensions between two former rivals in those wars, Serbia and Croatia. Joanna Kakissis sends us this report.
Nikolai Ilyev is standing on a Serbian highway, looking at a line of semi-trailer trucks that stretches on as far as the eye can see. The Bulgarian truck driver is trying to transport an order of pizza ovens to Genoa, Italy, but he's stuck at a border crossing into Croatia. We've been here for 5-6 days just waiting, he says. Everyone is losing money. Croatia closed several parts of the border because it blames Serbia for busing tens of thousands of refugees and migrants to cross here. But Serbian truck driver Dragan Djukic blames the Croatians. There are no refugees in the trucks, he says. Croatia is just looking for excuses to make problems for Serbia. The two countries fought each other in a bloody war about 20 years ago when the former Yugoslavia fell apart. Now they're both straining to manage the largest migration crisis in Europe since World War II. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic told Sky News that Serbia was colluding with the nationalist populist government of Hungary to keep refugees out.
So I'm not an enemy of Serbia, I'm not the enemy of Serbs, but I'm the opponent of populists and nationalists, and I'll always be.
The Serbs say it's Milanovic's government that's behaving like fascists. Serbia has now banned the entry of Croatian goods and cargo vehicles. Caught in the middle are the people fleeing wars and conflicts themselves. Few know about the troubled history here. Some don't even know what country they're in. It's raining when I meet Mohamed Darwish at a border crossing near a cemetery. He's a Syrian who says the hard road to Europe is bringing his people together. He just turned 20 years old.
Actually, today is my birthday, my 20th birthday.
Your 20th birthday? Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's okay to be with my fellow Syrians. They want to get to Europe to start a new life. We hope to start everything from the beginning.
At another border crossing near some dying cornfields, an Iranian musician named Yasher Ghassemi sings as he shares a granola bar with Laith Saleh, a computer scientist from Damascus, Syria. Their countries don't get along, but the two men are friends now.
We will continue our travel with each other.
Yeah. Together.
Vladimir Andrić is a Serbian doctor volunteering at the border crossing. He says the Serbian and Croatian governments should work together.
It's like domestic quarrels that's going on, really unnecessary. They act like they don't know how to behave. You know, it's like politics on low levels.
Andrić watches as refugees walk together from his country to Croatia, sharing umbrellas, holding each other's children. It's a scene of unity he would like to see in the Balkans. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Belgrade, Serbia.